Historians have surmised that Eltington was a Soviet agent who had worked as a recruiter throughout the war. In 1947, when the details of his interrogation began to leak from FBI sources, he fled to England, and for the rest of his life he refused to talk about the incident. Was Eltington a Soviet spy? Certainly, no one can dispute that he proposed funneling scientific information about a war project to the Soviets. But an investigation of his behavior in 1942 to 1943 suggests that he was more likely a misguided idealist than a serious Soviet agent. For 9 years, 1938 to 1947, Eltington carpooled to work at Shell every day with a neighbor, Hervé Vogue. Vogue, a physical chemist who had once taken a class from Oppenheimer, was also employed at Shell's facility in Emeryville, an 8-mile drive from Berkeley. Four other men carpooled with them in 1943. Hugh Harvey, an Englishman whose politics were pretty middle of the road. Lee Thurston Carleton, whose political views were leftist. And Harold Luck and Daniel Luton. They called their carpool the Red Herring Ride Club, because Luton was always bringing up red herrings in their lively discussions. Vogue vividly recalled these Ride Club conversations. "I remember this very well. Everybody knew that there were important things going on at the radiation laboratory in Berkeley. It was obvious. People were coming there, and there was a lot of hush-hush talk." One day, as they drove to work, Eltington got exercised about the war news and said, "I would like Russia to win this war rather than the Nazis, and I would like to do anything I can to help them." Vogue claims that Eltington then said, "I'm going to try to talk to Chevalier or Oppenheimer and tell them that I would be very happy to forward any information that they feel is useful to the Russians." Vogue thought Eltington's political views, which he wore on his sleeve, were at best simple-minded and immature. At worst, he was a dupe of the Russian consulate. Eltington openly talked about his friends in the Soviet consulate in San Francisco and boasted that he could get this information sent to Russia through his contacts at the consulate. Indeed, FBI agents observed him meeting on several occasions in 1942 with Ivanov. Eltington brought up the subject more than once, Vogue recalled. "He would continually say, 'You know, we're fighting on the same side as the Russians. Why don't we help them?'" When some of his carpool buddies questioned whether this isn't the kind of thing that should go through official channels, Eltington responded, "Well, I'll do what I can."